The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. I absolutely amaze myself sometimes when the music ends and it's my turn to talk, how I just start to talk. I don't plan. I don't sit here and go, good morning, good morning. Hey, good morning, everyone. I don't practice. I just, on the air, we're on the air. This is reality. Let's roll. So that's, you know, a little insight there, just unneeded, but and unneeded to be said, but I said it anyway. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning. It's June. What's the date today? I guess it's the 7th, right? And guess what? We have a new northern snakehead record in Maryland. A man, I guess he's in his 20s. Ethan Henry is his name. I don't know much about it. I only have the name and the size of the fish. It was checked in up at Herb's Tackle Shop 2 days ago, 23-pound, which is 2 pounds larger than the current state record, and 37 inches long. 37 inches long, 23-pound northern snakehead. It was gigged. Yes, taken with a 2- or 3-pronged spear. Gig, they call it. You know, a little pitchfork on a pole built for fishing. And since it was not taken with hook and line, it is not an International Game Fish Association record, but it is a state record, because it doesn't matter how you take that fish, whether it's with a projectile, bow and arrow, a gig, a spear. It is still legal to harvest snakeheads because they're invasive species that way. So that's where we are. So congratulations to Mr. Henry on his outstanding harvest of an invasive snakehead. How about that? We have a new sponsor today, Hunter's Seafood, and they're located in Graysonville. I'll be reading that commercial today because I haven't had a chance to get into the station to record the spot for Joe Guy, who's the owner at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market. And Cool Ice is back today. So we have three seafood places for wide enough scattered apart that, you know, I don't see any conflict there. Hunter's in Graysonville, Cool Ice in Cambridge, and Madonna Seafood up in Baltimore County. So all of them are carry out. All of them carry crabs. Madonna Seafood has a sit-down restaurant. Hunter's Seafood is sit outside, and Cool Ice is pretty much carry out only, unless you want to sit in your vehicle and eat your seafood. So we'll be telling you more and more about that as we go along. Not much tremendous news from the outdoors other than, you know, there was a meeting today. I mean, there was a meeting this week, and let's see here. Okay. There was a meeting this week. And it was with Wildlife and Heritage Service. I was invited. I said I was going to go, and then I decided not to go. And I will get into more about that. But let's see what Gary has to say today. Good morning, Gary. How are you this morning?
Doing great.
What's going on, man?
Okay, well, the bay is open everywhere. I'm calling this morning.
All right.
To catch some fish.
Good. Well, that's the point, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well?
You got any hot tips?
Do I have any hot tips?
Trolling location in the Chesapeake Bay area.
I knew you were going to ask that. Let's see what I got.
You should be ready for these.
I know. I've been all over the place all week, man.
Oh, okay.
I really have. Let's see.
A lot of seafood, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I publish Crab Magazine, and I get to I get to go all over the place. So let's see. Expect reduced water clarity for the Upper Bay from the Flats to the Patapsco, as well as Potomac down to Colonial Beach because of all the storms, as you can imagine. Do, 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 do. Striped bass being caught in the Upper Bay this week by a variety of methods and locations. There you go.
Okay.
Good striped bass action at the Bay Bridge piers and rock piles on most days. Water temperature in the Middle Bay are holding around 67. Tides and water clarity can be important factors for fishing success at the bridge. Live lining, spot, or drifting soft crab baits to the pier bases on the eastbound span near the 30-foot drop-off or the rock piles is a classic tactic at the Bay Bridge.
Uh-huh.
Casting skirted bucktails and soft plastic jigs at the pier bases on both the westbound and eastbound spans is always a fun way to fish for striped bass during the morning and evening with a running tide. There is not a lot of striped bass action spread throughout the Middle Bay from the shallow waters to the deeper channel edges. The shallow water action is a real treat for light tackle anglers casting poppers, paddle tails, and jerk baits during the morning and evening. What about a jerk casting a bait? That would be me. The action tends to last longer during the morning and start earlier in the evening due to the cooler water temperatures. Calmer winds, fun cast skipping bugs with a 7-weight fly rod and a floating line. That's not you, right, Gary? Offers pure entertainment to watch a bug being repeatedly hit before hookup. Striped bass can be found holding along the main channel edges and lesser ones near the tidal river mouths. Tandem rig bucktails. This is you, Gary.
Yep.
And swim shads towed behind inline weights is a popular way to target them. Jigging with soft plastics in these same locations when striped bass can be spotted on depth finders is an excellent way to fish. Live lining spot is a very good way to target striped bass along the various main channel edges. The outside 30-foot edge at Hackett's, the steep edge from the gum thickets to Bloody Point, the steep edge at the hill, Stone Rock, the False Channel, the Breezy Point are just a few of the channel edges worth exploring. What do you think?
That's great.
A lot of action.
I have another question.
Go for it, man.
Go for it, because, you know, I don't want to get busted.
One fish between 19 and 24.
Fish now.
What's that? One fish between 19.
I'm targeting the bass.
19-24. Between 19 and 24 inches.
No. I meant the time, like, the, you know, time. Sunrise, sunset, you know what I mean.
Yeah, stick with that.
Okay. Boy, oh boy. You know what? I'm just going to wait and hear Lee later. Wow.
Man, I got to tell you.
Funny guy, ain't.
Wait a minute. Are you gonna fish before sunrise?
Say what?
Are you gonna fish before sunrise?
I'm gonna be moving.
Are you gonna fish after sunset?
No, no.
Then what's your problem?
Okay.
All right.
I got your name and number. I'll just refer them to you.
Yeah. Right. Guess
that I can fish.
Well, wait a minute. Guess who's on the other line?
Lee.
Lee. Yeah, that's right. He's gonna give us the scoop.
He knows a lot.
Well, he's out there, man. He's out there. I'm a landlubber right now. I'm a magazine deliverer guy this week.
You got to pay the bill somehow.
That's it, man. All right.
Well, I'm gonna listen to the radio show and listen to Lee then.
I think that would be great. We're going to get him as co-host one of these days.
Yeah, I recommend that I should get some royalties.
Oh, I got you. All right. Well, before we talk to Lee, though, I do have to take a break. It's see? all these delay tactics of yours asking me all these pertinent questions has got me to the break before we can talk to Lee. Gary, you still with me? Oh, all right, that's no problem. Well, let's start with our new sponsor, Hunter Seafood. Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market is a family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout, steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest fish. Boy, they do have a nice counter, too. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family or friends and get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market. That's where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs, 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. and Sunday, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. See you in live read, you can correct us. And Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right there in Lansdowne, Harethorpe. They've got everything you need for fishing. And they can probably tell you better where the fish are than I can. All rods and reels, you know, like Penn spinning reels, Fluger and Daiwa and the rest of them. They've got all the brands, but they specialize in the Shakespeare and the Fluger, that's for sure. Kids combos and fishing kits, great time to get the kids out fishing since they're out of school here pretty soon. Premium monofilament line. They'll fill your spool. You'll be glad they did. And I gave somebody a line tip the other day. Don't overfill your spool. Leave a little rim on the end, under the rim. Don't run it right out to the edge. Leave a little eighth of an inch space or something like that. That way your line won't get all coiled up. Check out your selection of wonderful St. Croix fishing rods. Live and frozen bait minnows, black salties, those big minnows for snakeheads and big fish, fishing license, lures, hooks, lead weights, tackle for perch, trout, pan fishing, bass, rockfish, circle hooks, buck hooks, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes. Slow down, Alan. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Baltimore, 410-242-6108. Quickly available off of Beltway exit number 9. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com for fishing and crabbing and hunting and bait and everything else. Why not stop by Clyde's Sports Shop, open 7 days a week? You'll be glad you did. Backyard Billy's. Back to Graysonville. Look, it's time to get your backyard fixed up. Weather's getting nice. It's going to stop raining here eventually. You'll start having family and friends over for crab feasts and cookouts and, you know, time on the grill and hot dogs and hamburgers. Well, you've got the grills right there at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Check out the specials on Traeger's in Memphis, half price. They've got the Big Green Egg, too, if you like the ceramic-style cookers. And Kamado Joe, another brand of ceramic cooker smokers, a charcoal, of course. In your backyard, tables, chairs, just a giant selection of those poly tables and chairs and those Adirondack chairs. There's 1,000 of them in stock in every style and color, that's for sure. Pergolas, gazebos, gym sets or swing sets for the kids, chicken coops, dog kennels, sheds, greenhouses. All the big stuff can be set up and delivered within 60 miles for free, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Where is this place? Well, it's right there along 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Get off Evans Avenue to the right, and go to the right on the next driveway there, their next road there, that's Drummer Drive, or give them a call, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. You can view a lot of stuff on the website, backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50, 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge. Backyard Billy's, making backyards fun again. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first-name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction. Now let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. Thanks for checking in so early this morning. Thanks for holding on.
All good, Alan. The only reason I'm calling early, I'm out here fishing with my daughter. We're literally on the water on the Susquehanna River at, I can't disclose the exact area.
You don't know the exact area because it's dark. You don't know the exact area because it's dark.
It is. Well, it's peaking a little bit right now. But we're up here, and what a beautiful morning.
I bet.
Absolutely beautiful morning. The fishing is off the charts.
Oh man,
it's but it's gonna be a topwater bite hopefully here when the sun does pop up a little
yeah.
more.
You know, you're targeting striped bass. Targeting striped bass.
That's what our target is. We're fishing in a rockfish tournament, and it's gonna be tough because it's by weight. You know, obviously you can't have a fish over 24 inches.
Right.
It's really going to be whoever gets in first to weigh in will, it's going to be within ounces.
One fish, 24. Now, is it like a team tournament? So do your two fish count?
No, it's individual. So I'm fishing against my daughter.
Wow. Wow.
But, yeah.
Good luck with that.
Huh?
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I have no chance. Her big thing is to catch, our rockfish, and then she's in the Calcutta for snakehead, so we're going to go chase snakeheads.
Oh, good. That sounds great.
But I mean, as far as a fishing report, Alan, it's the best year I've seen for rockfish forever. My commercial, I probably pushed 500 pounds this week.
Good grief.
Of total pounds of fish. So there's plenty of fish. As we talked with Uncle Aldale about the year class, you said something last week I found very interesting about the migratory fish coming into the bay. I found that interesting because of the fact that what do we have that's you always hear about resident and the migratory stuff.
Yeah.
Of fish I've been catching are full of sea lice. They got the beautiful salinity colors.
I talked to a waterman about this after the show last week, former waterman. Uh-huh. And he said he put himself through college catching shadrock. They call them shadrock because they have a different appearance to them. They have a head like a shad. I don't know if these are the same fish that you were catching or not. But he said, you can. They're distinct. They're definitely distinct looking striped bass. They come in from May, June. They come in from the ocean, and they do come in to spawn, from what I understand. So, that's probably what you're fishing on right now.
I'm assuming because, like I said, full sea lice, beautiful color, and healthy.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing sores. And
spring, May rock, shad rock. A couple of names for them. You're not seeing what? You're not seeing any sores on them. You're seeing sea lice in their gills.
Good clean fish and plentiful.
Yep.
I mean, they're, with the water flow and the amount of the white perch is, I think the rockfish are what they're feeding on right now up here.
Very possible.
The river's just full of perch. Most people are, I'd say 90% of the people fishing are live lining.
Right.
We're throwing plugs and, jigs and top water and whatnot, it's going to be a good year as long as we have flow. Right now we only got two.
Right. Here's a question for you. Here's a question for you. You say the fish are mostly eating perch and that type of thing. Do you think that the top water bite is good because the fish get tired of having the same thing to eat all the time? Do you think they worry about that, or do you think they don't care about their diet, or do they like variety like you and I do? Every now and then, after eating fish all day, I want a steak. You know what I mean?
Well, Alan, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, at least 4, 5 other boats and kayaks around us.
Right.
And, you got everybody throwing a jig or whatnot. When you mix it up, that fish sometimes is throwing a different color or a shad body will target that, trigger that strike. So
I got it. Okay.
Yep. So,
morning, Kayla. So what are the times? What are the times? That was a question. When can I target rockfish?
5:30 to 4.
5:30 to 4. Good answer, but
she's really intent on fishing here.
Kayla, you need to call a friend. Is that your final answer? What are the hours for anybody who goes out?
Well, 5:30 till I think it's midnight, Kayla, for recreational.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's sun up till midnight. Alan,
I'm listening.
Me.
All right. Now here's the thing. I didn't have an answer.
Something I will text it to you.
All right. I didn't have an answer for Gary, and he said, "Well, I'll just wait to hear from Lee." And I said, "Yeah, he'll know."
Well, I'll find out something here ASAP. I'm pretty sure I always remembered it was until midnight.
Well, I was going to ask him if he was. I said, are you going to fish before daylight anyway? He goes, no, we'll be traveling. I said, are you going to fish after dark? He goes, no. I said, well, then what's the difference? Does it make what time it is?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right.
For me, with the commercial, I'm sun up till, it's like deer hunting, I think a half an hour after.
Right.
But ruck, I'm not sure. But, you know, most of the fish are going to catch her during the daylight hours anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question.
Yeah, so you've got to bite sometimes during the summertime, you know, the heat of the day. We have it can be pretty fun, actually, into the evening. But
sure. Did we just hear a bite live on the radio?
She just landed one.
Oh, good.
I'll send you a picture. All right.
That sounds good. All right, get back to fishing. Thanks for calling in, Lee.
See ya.
Don't outfish him too bad, Kayla. See you later.
Yeah, she'll crush him.
I know, no question. See you later. Bye.
All right, thanks.
See, that's great. How about that? On the water. I love it. I love it. Well, we've had a deer strike on the air years ago. Guy called me. I remember the guy's name, Joe. He was the Beretta rep at the time. We were talking on the phone, and he goes, oh, my gosh, God, for me, just hit a deer. So we had a live deer strike. Now we had a live fish landing. What else we got? I know we've got crabs coming aboard. So we've had a great time. I don't think we've ever had anybody actually shoot at a deer or a duck or a goose on the air while they were talking. You know, take a toll of geese or something like that. But that'd be fun. That makes it a true show. So there's your answer, Gary. The commercial fishermen and the recreational fishermen in the state couldn't answer your question. And then yell at me, a working man who's gone 90% of the time. No, I got it. I went to the kids' t-ball game. Went to a cookout and then went to the kids' t-ball game Sunday and Monday. And Tuesday, I found a tick on my side. And I gently tried to remove it and didn't get the whole thing. Okay? And I took it out and I'm looking at it and it's a Lone Star tick. I'm like, oh, man, that's not good. These things carry so much disease and tick-borne diseases with the Lone Star. They've got Rocky Mountain spotted fever. They've got Lyme disease. They've got alpha-gal allergy. All right, better call and get some antibiotics. Call my doctor. Said, look, got bit by tick. Just, you know, as usual when I'm bit by tick, write me a script for doxycycline, and we'll keep moving on. So, Mr. Ellis, you're going to have to come in. They need to see you. Okay. So I showed up next morning. Was able to get in relatively quickly. Showed the doctor what was going on. No bullseye rash at that point, but, you know, it can be take up to 3 weeks to show that. And I said, I don't think I got it all. I'm pretty sure the mouth parts or the head or whatever still in the bite. And she looked at it, and she said, yeah. She said, we're going to go get it. I said, all right, that's fine. No anesthesia, no anything. It's right on my little fat roll here on my side. And she started picking at it with a pair of tweezers. No luck. And she got a 20-gauge needle. No luck. Then she got a scalpel. And I said, okay. Any chance of any putting any numbing cream or anything on there? She looked at the aide and said, you know, we need to get some of those wipes with that'll numb this for him. I'm like, oh, okay. We have to make an investment and wait for the supply to come in. Keep cutting, Doc. And she did. She made a little incision and reached in there and popped that thing out. And she said, she'll be fine. Antibiotic cream, keep your eye on it. Take your antibiotics and you'll be good to go. So, but I highly recommend if you are bitten by a tick anywhere in Maryland, do not mess around. Get to the doctor. Get your immediate treatment. The immediate treatment is doxycycline or some other antibiotic that is targeted for that. Wait your 6 weeks. Get your Lyme test, your blood work done. and, you know, see what happens. Because I've had friends who were bit, ignored it, and all of a sudden, a few months later, they ate a hamburger and break out in hives. What in the world? And then it goes away. And then they'll eat a steak and they'll break out in hives. And it doesn't get better, it gets worse. And apparently there's a protein. I don't have the description in front of me. I'll look at it if you want. But it's something in meat called alpha-gal. Scientific name, something. But the tick bite causes you to become allergic to that protein in red meat. So if you get bit by a tick and you don't treat it and you want to spend the rest of your life eating fish and chicken, no more burgers, no more pork, no more beef, no more deer meat, no more venison, get yourself checked out. Because I know I have a couple of friends who have suffered from it. Does it go away? It can, yes. Over years, it can go away. I have one friend who's had it about 4 years. It's still there. I had another friend who had it 5 years. It finally went away. But it's a miserable thing not to be able to eat a hamburger, you know, or steak, or pork chop, or venison. So that's one thing that I was concerned about. That's why I'm treating this so aggressively, and I think you should too. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call. We are giving away a bass lure package, Weapons of Bass Destruction, as the song said. That's from High Tide Lures, and that would be Tacklebox Tim Sherman has created a beautiful bass package. And Aaron will take your call, name and number, when you call. And at the end of the month, we'll, you know, we'll do what we did at the end of last month. Tacklebox Tim or somebody will come on and we'll do the random number generator for, I think there's 23 people in the last one, which is pretty cool this time of year. We'll, you know, run the numbers and your name corresponds to a number. If your number hits, you win. How about that? Maryland Fur Trappers is having a big event up in Boonesboro, Maryland. That's April 1st and 2nd, Friday evening and Saturday all day. A lot of vendors and trapping demonstrations and things like that, and we'll be bringing you more on that as the time gets closer. In July, we'll be doing a series of interviews and commercials leading up to the August 1st and 2nd event. But if you live in Western Maryland or know anybody that lives up there, Bucks, Bears, Stags will be have two of their measures there, measuring deer on site, which is in Boonesboro, Maryland. I'll give you a location here later. Boonesboro, Maryland. To get their deer or bear in the record book. We have one nice big bear that was taken up in Garrett County last season. Steve Canone, we did a story on Steve in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly last year, and a story about his bear and his hunt. So 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Measuring a lot of deer, a lot of deer. One of our guys did a count. We have over 3,000 animals in the current record book, plus what we're measuring now. Between the first and the second record book from 2020 to 2023, we measured over 600 animals, new animals for the record book. So that's great. Let's see. Got a text here from somebody, Chris, in West Virginia. We got to get a break first. Okay, we'll take a break. Let's do that before we talk to Chris. What did I do? Mess the break up already? I did all three live spots. Well, let's take our second break then. Go for it.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stop us out and you can't make us run, cause we're the old boys raised on shotgun. We say grace and we say man, if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you, Hank. We know we can if we have to, that's for sure. There's a country boy on the line. Let's talk to Chris down in West Virginia. Morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How are you, Alan?
Doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing good, thanks. I was listening with great interest to your talking about the ticks.
Yeah.
I heard it's a bad year for ticks this year. I've not found one on me yet.
My son-in-law works for a trenching company, and he's got them every other day. He's got to pick them off, do his body inspection every day, and just... not good. He has Lyme disease. He has had Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and if he ever gets an alpha gal allergy, he'll put him out, because he likes nothing more to do than barbecue and make prime rib and you know, that kind of stuff. So yeah, and you can be allergic to dairy too. I mean, you know, you eat a burger and 2 to 6 hours later you're breaking out in hives. You go, what is this all about? You know, of course, antihistamine comes out after that.
I got a buddy, he, you know, talked to him last year. He said, yeah, you know, I had a tick on me, and it was right on my belly. I pulled it off, and, man, I had a red spot there for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. It didn't turn into a bullseye rash or anything, just like a, almost like a blood blister.
Yeah, yeah.
And He said, man, you should go to the doctor and get on antibiotics. Well, I don't particularly like to take antibiotics just for nothing.
Well, that's not for nothing.
Maybe I better... I'm saying maybe I better be a little more cautious. But I have found... I found a homemade tick remedy. It's olive oil, vinegar, and water.
Okay. And what does that do?
And... Beg your pardon?
Tell me what it does. Do you spray it on? Do you put it on a tick bite? Huh?
I spray it on my clothes around, you know, like the cuff of my pants and around
okay.
my waist. And,
okay.
But I will say, and everybody laughs at me when I tell them this, when I, you know, you get out and start sweating, you smell like an Italian cold cut.
Well, that's all right.
That's the truth.
I believe you. Vinegar and oil, of course.
But it seems to work really well.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Yep.
But, yeah, as I said, so far I haven't had any problems with ticks this year.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, that's the first one I've had in about 2 years. And I do spray, when I'm hunting, I spray down with, I spray my clothes with Sawyer's. And there's a couple of tick sprays out there that have permethrin in them. Permethrin is the one that kills ticks on contact. You get them on your clothes and, you know, I was hunting with Bobby Dutrow. And Bobby, he picked a dead one off his clothes. I said, "Yeah, that probably crawled up your, you know, on your pants that were sprayed, and then you know had enough sense to die where you could see it." And so, but he's, you know, here's the thing: you give your dog flea and tick medication. Okay, they'll still get tick. They'll still get ticks, but it'll kill them. And then if it, you know, if they come up and they're sitting in your lap. You might have a tick on your lap and, you know, it's on its way out, but, you know, it's bit the dog and now it's dying in your lap. You don't want that either. So, yeah. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're nasty little things. I've been bitten half a dozen times, and this was the first one I've been, well, this is the second one I've been able to identify as something other than a deer tick. So, but yeah, they're no fun.
You talk about the, was it permectin?
Permethrin, P-E-P-E-R-M-M-E-T-H-R-I-N, permethrin.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I know there's a pesticide called permectin also.
Yeah, it could be the same thing. And, don't spray it. Don't spray it around. Yeah, don't spray it on your skin.
On your clothes, right?
On your clothes only. Yeah, I spray my boots. I spray the bottom of my boots. I spray my pant legs up to my knees usually. Normally don't spray my tops too much, but you can spray anything and wear it. It's just you just don't want it next to your skin, you know. So,
right, gotcha.
Yeah, and as in hunting, I haven't really had any issues with tick at this point. So, but just out walking around in, you know, normal street clothes, go to barbecue outside or something like that. I had a friend get the alpha gal and. He was mowing grass, you know, just mowing grass, got a tick, didn't do anything about it. A few months later, weeks later, he went to eat a burger and broke out. Didn't think much about it. A month later, he ate a steak, broke out again, didn't think much about it. A little while after that, he broke out again after eating red meat, and it got closer and closer. And he's like, "Wonder what in the world is going on?" Went to the doctor and found out he had alpha-gal syndrome. So, how about that?
Now, is that treatable or?
Yeah, it's treatable. It's treatable, but it, you know, that's it, is treatable. Treatable. It, you know, it doesn't go away unless it goes away on its own. So, yeah, you have to treat it, but
really?
Yeah, but you can have it for a long, long time. Yep.
I'll be darned. Yeah,
yep.
I guess I better be a little more alert, I reckon.
Yes, indeed. So, yep. So the best thing is to just prevent them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. All right, buddy. What were you gonna say? You have to what?
The cure. Oh, there's a saying. Oh, I got it right here. If I can find it real quick. Bear with me for a minute.
All right, we're fine.
Oh, I'll, I'll give it to you next week.
All right, that's fine. We're good.
I don't want to tie you up, buddy.
We're just, I'm looking here on the seat.
Shout out to my buddy Teddy. And
All right, Teddy.
Alan, God bless you, buddy, and take care.
Thank you, man.
My friend.
All right, I will do it. We'll see you later. Yep, the CDC report showed that between 2010 and 2022, more than 110,000 suspected cases of alpha-gal syndrome were identified. However, cases of AGS are not nationally notifiable to the CDC, so the actual number of cases in the United States is not known. Go to the CDC website. They've got a good thing on it. So let's talk to Claude in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude.
Hey, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
Doing all right. How about you?
Now, you're talking about these ticks that get you or whatever. Why
tick
don't you do this?
Well,
this is just a suggestion.
I can't wait.
You go out there with a, do like we do in the fire department. You get a Tyvek suit, and you put, like, gloves on, and you wrap them up.
Uh-huh.
That way, you can't bite them.
So
they get on your skin, they can't, you know.
So your suggestion is to wear a Tyvek suit.
Right.
Okay.
Because that way, I mean, they can't bite you. They can't get on you.
So noted, brother. I appreciate the suggestion. Thanks, Claude. Have a good weekend.
Right,
all right, buddy.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wonder what color camo Tyvek is available in. Wonder if it's Mossy Oak or Realtree, or wonder if one of the other brands has taken that on. The only time I've worn a Tyvek suit when I've hunted is when I'm snow goose hunting in the fall or the winter, and you put a white Tyvek suit on, and you get in amongst the decoys, and you blend in because all the decoys are white, and the geese are white, and you are white because they're snow geese. And you rise up out of the decoys. Uh-oh, there's somebody calling me. Jeff, you got to call the station, 922-6680. You got to rise up out of the decoys when the birds are ready to land and in your white Tyvek suit. Of course, November, December, January, February, March, there's not a lot of ticks abundant in the cornfields and grain fields where you are hunting snow geese. But great suggestion, Tyvek suit. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yeah, that'd be good. Let's finish up our spots, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Boy, those are some long trumpets. They must be those long ones, you know, those, I don't know what you call them. Anyway, hey, look, do you have a beautiful fireplace in your house that you don't use anymore? You're just tired of dealing with the wood and carrying the wood and all the smoke and all the ash and all the wood chips and sawdust and all that stuff. Well, what, guess what? Here's a solution. Convert that space into an insert, a fireplace insert. Do what we did. Go to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and check out the complete line of fireplace inserts. Gas, pellet, electric, or even wood, make it a little easier, from a variety of manufacturers. Now, Robin and I got an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Backyard Billy's did the installation. They helped us with the stonework, the hearth, the mantle. They did the chimney work and everything else. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. And you can check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too. You know, if you prefer just to, you know, not use that fireplace, but you do want heat in that room, well, there's another solution. Wood or pellet freestanding stove, too. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in their showroom soon. They're open 7 days a week. And then you'll be ready for the upcoming chilly weather. Give them a little time to get it on the schedule, get it installed for you. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. And if you're, you know, your homeowners association, your HOA won't allow you to have a gas or, you know, wood or pellet fireplace insert, there's always electric. They can't fault you for that. Beautiful. 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. Get off on Evans Avenue, turn right on Drummer Drive, and you'll be right there. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now we're done. Anybody on the line there, Aaron? Not right now. All right. Yeah, how about that? All right. Well, we're checking out Tyvek suits online now to try and prevent. Now, there is a custom Gore-Tex in, looks like military camo, traditional camo, green, brown, olive, black. In yep, indeed. All right, we're coming up on the break. There's the music. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll see you after the news.